This WBEZ podcast is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting its Spring Festival with Peter Sagal's Constitution Sessions, Mayor Brandon Johnson with Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, travel journalist Rick Steves, author R.F. Kuang, journalist Michael Pollan, and a night with NPR's Planet Money. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
A man named Johnny Pippins has been in prison for 26 years for murder. Inside, he's finished his bachelor's and master's degrees. Now he's seeking clemency so he can start a PhD program in person. It's up to Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to decide whether to let him out early. And the clock is ticking. The PhD program begins in August. Reporter Charlotte West from the nonprofit higher education news organization Open Campus is here to tell us more. Charlotte, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
To start off, tell us about Pippins and what landed him in prison.
Johnny Pippins is a 52-year-old man who has about 4 years left of an expected 30-year sentence. In the late 1990s, Pippins and his crew embarked on a spree of drug robberies on both sides of the Mississippi River in Illinois and Iowa. During one of those robberies, he accidentally shot and killed someone and as a result ended up in prison for murder. Since he's been inside, Pippins has tried to make the most of his time. He's said that he always spent a lot of time as a kid in the library, and that love of learning has translated into tutoring other prisoners and his pursuit of higher education in prison.
And like we mentioned, he's finished his bachelor's and his master's degrees. How did he manage to get all these degrees and into a PhD program?
I cover prison education for Open Campus, and as I've learned in my reporting, there's a lack of college and prison programs in many places, especially for people with long sentences. In Pippin's case, after his mother passed away in 2010, he used his inheritance to self-fund his education. He did his bachelor's through correspondence, which is, you know, paper-based, and his master's was another story. It took a lot of persistence. He spent about 2 years convincing the Department of Corrections to allow him to do an online degree program where he downloaded lectures and then worked on his assignments offline. Ultimately, he wanted to do more and he applied to PhD programs. He got into and was offered a fully funded PhD in sociology for University of Iowa, but he needs to be on campus in Iowa in order to start the PhD program next month.
And he is seeking clemency, and the governor is going to have to weigh in on that. What factors will Governor Pritzker look at when considering a clemency application?
So there are two kinds of clemency, pardon and commutation. And commutation is sort of a reduction of a sentence, and that's what Pippins is asking for. And we were interested in the story to look at the role of education in clemency, but some of the other factors include disciplinary history, employment prospects, and family support. Pippins checks all of those boxes, and he has a pretty solid reentry plan if he actually gets out in time to start his PhD in August.
Of course, it's hard to say, but what are the odds that Johnny Pippins will actually get out early?
So I really wish I had a crystal ball. As you said, it's really hard to say. Pritzker has used his clemency powers more often than recent predecessors, but he's also up for re-election in November. And, you know, elections can make politicians a little bit more cautious. Looking at the data, Pritzker has issued 49 commutations in 2020 and about half that last year and none so far this year. And that's from data that we got from the Prisoner Review Board, which actually makes a clemency recommendation to the governor. But it's confidential and non-binding. So it's really, at this point, it's in Pritzker's hands. I think in summary, you know, the consensus among the lawyers that I talked to was that Pippins has a very strong application for clemency, but it might not happen in time for him to get out in time to start his PhD at University of Iowa in August.
Charlotte, thanks for bringing us his story.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to work with you.
Charlotte West is a national reporter for Open Campus, a nonprofit higher education news organization. This is WBEZ.